The Inventoried by Steve Miller. I haven't always counted. I mean, I haven't always counted the way I count things now. I started counting things as a kid before first grade. You know, you did it too. One bird, two birds, six birds. Counting was a lot of fun then, even an adventure. Sand was still a big pile of sand. I still got lollipops when I went to the barber shop. After a while, though, counting got to be a real bore. Until I found a different way to count. It started late one night, or early one morning, depending on where you put 2:30 a.m. I was walking down the middle of a rural highway, kicking an empty can. Theoretically, I was camping and happily asleep in my tent, but the combination of the good weather and the sounds of the night had drawn me from the sleeping bag the way a light will draw moths. I hadn't gotten too far from my sleeping bag when I heard somebody counting. Only I could tell he wasn't just counting. He was saying a few words between the numbers. From experience, I knew that highways are usually empty at that time of the morning, or at least of people. Cars, squashed bugs, cats, litter, those things you expect. People are rare. The counting voice got louder until I realized that there was a light mist, and the voice was still slightly ahead of me, up a short hill, misted. Standing between a pass and a no-pass section of the road was a short gentleman with a clipboard in his hand, counting paint stripes on the highway. My pastime of kicking cans seemed rather tame compared to this. The closer I got, the more positive I was that he was counting paint stripes. One paint stripe yellow, slightly faded. One paint stripe yellow with a rubber patch overlay inlaid with one crushed Pepsi bottle cap. His counting continued until I heard him say, "Oh, one human being, male, who should be sleeping in his tent." "Hi," I said, not knowing a better way of approaching. "What are you counting?" "Hi, and what aren't I counting? One car, missing right front headlight, speeding," he said, and he made a notation on the clipboard that he carried. Through the mist, I could see a single headlight in the distance, one or two hills away. "How do you know it's not a motorcycle?" He put his fingers to his lips. "Shh!" Two paint stripes, one white, one yellow, overlapping 4 inches. He made that notation on his counting sheet. I was almost certain he was making every notation on the same spot on that counting sheet. In the light of the single street light, though, I couldn't be sure. Before I could ask another question, he spoke again in a quiet voice. "One spot on highway, safe from speeding car." He looked up at me then, quite suddenly. "Oh, hey, you made me make a mistake, you talk so much." He crossed off a figure on his paper. "Now, one spot on highway, large enough for 2 people, safe from speeding drivers." After re-entering some numbers, he turned to me again. "You're perfectly safe where you are." By now the car was coming at us at a fantastic rate, but I stayed where I was as if rooted. I wondered how long it would be before the speeder would be caught by the police. And that was when I started counting in the new way, like the man with the clipboard. I knew that in 1 minute and 10 seconds the man would be pulled to the curb by a police officer. The car continued on its erratic and headlong rush down the highway, paused past us on the wrong side of the road, buffeting us with its wind and noise, and rapidly left us in the swirling dust. Seconds later, I saw the pair of taillights pull out from a side road onto the highway, and immediately thereafter, the blue light on top of the police car began flashing. As the sound of the now distant siren reached us, I heard the little man continuing, "One speeding ticket, number A6574131-BC. And then he went on for some time, pointing out that this was the speeder's 3rd offense in 3 months. And then he turned to me again. I was quite surprised. find out that you can count.
That was an insult, if I'd ever heard one. But before I could come up with any lightning retorts, he continued. Very few people have the gift of counting, you know. Only 5 people on the planet have it, including yourself, of course. Of course, I said, but I was really pretty confused. One camper confused. Will you stop that? You must have counted me 5 times in the last 10 minutes.
Well, I should certainly hope so.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Look at this very carefully, he said, with a trace of exasperation in his voice.
You are a counter. You have just found that out for yourself. I am beyond that stage already.
I am an inventorier.
Right?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
But what does an inventorier do?
He inventories, I hazarded.
Exactly. Precisely, even. Now think about that for a moment or two. While I was thinking about it, my small friend was mumbling about the bugs flying around the light pole.
Who do you inventory for? I asked.
Who do you go to school for? He asked.
Well, I go to school because my parents... He cut me off with the flourish of his clipboard in a raised voice, very loud. No, 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 no. Look carefully.
I go to school so I can get enough information to function when I get out of school.
That's closer. He tapped his hand on his clipboard idly for a moment or two and then noted that down.
Look, you've been going to school to find out your potential and to prepare yourself for doing some very best at whatever it is you're good at. You learn not for others, but for yourself.
And that is why you inventory?
I answered. I ventured.
He nodded.
I inventory because I'm an inventorier.
As you will be one day soon. I have lists of things and where they are. I have lists of things and why they are. I have lists of things and where they will be. If I ask the right question, I can know just about anything that interests me. I can tell you how many times Chief Sitting Bull tripped over buffalo dung, how many nails went into the building of the USS Constellation, and how much taxes will go up over the next few years. I thought about it in silence for some time, counting the crickets, unconsciously, and then finding myself inventorying their location.
Aha!
I said, sounding just a little bit silly. Tell me how you manage to make any money. How do you live?
Can't you see it?
He shook his head sadly for a moment.
I do newspaper cash crossword puzzles, inventorying for the answers. I find lost dogs and return wallets for rewards, and I have the most logical job in the world for me. I help department stores with their annual inventories. Otherwise, I go where I want to, when I want to, and I learn the answers to the questions I ask.
I shook my head then, and I told the little man, who after all must have been crazy, goodbye, and wandered back to my tent.
That was a few months ago. Since then, I found 4 lost dogs, 2 wallets, and gotten a job after school with a drugstore chain,
helping with inventories.
None of that really bothered me that much. I did wonder why my grades on multiple guest tests were so good, and about my recent run of good luck. Now, I don't know what to do. My clipboard came in the mail this morning.
That was The Inventoried, and it was first published in St. Toad's Journal in August of 1976.